Welcome back to the Like a Boss Films podcast. I'm Isaac.
I'm Josh.
And we're Like a Boss Films.
That's a joke. We're Like a Boss Films.
No,
we're not. We're brothers.
I don't think I'm allowed to put that.
It's fine.
The podcast.
No one cares.
Welcome to Like a Boss Films podcast.
Dude, this week we're talking
about... and recover from that stumble there.
Since it's almost Halloween, depending on whenever you're listening to this.
Yeah, we're not even gonna. We're just gonna jump right in. Wow! Welcome everybody. Thanks for listening to episode 3.
We're talking about zombies.
Okay, we'll jump right on in. So, like Josh was getting at, this
zombies.
Time we're talking about zombies.
Yes. What's wrong with them?
Okay, so what is wrong with zombies?
Besides the fact that they eat people and. It's, you know, when you bite someone, it turns,
it's
and there's really no explanation
justified.
For why.
It's not like they're doing it on purpose.
Right, but see, the issue with zombies is that they're so different depending on what movie or show you watch.
It's the inconsistency.
Right.
That's really the problem.
Like, the issue is every director wants his own type of zombie so that he can make the character do something that involves that later
see,
in the movie.
That's the reason there's no zombie apocalypse yet. It's not because it's illogical or doesn't make sense. It's because nobody can agree on zombies.
Right. They can't agree on what type of zombie. Like the ones in, what was it? That movie with Brad Pitt, World War Z. For some reason, they couldn't see, but they could hear. So, but then in The Walking Dead, they can see, hear, and smell you. So there's really inconsistent.
Only if it's convenient to the plot, to the film, however.
Right. I mean, if they're right in front of them and you need to kill off a character, all of a sudden they can see and hear and they're fast. But if it's an important character, all of a sudden, no, they're slow, they can't even walk, and they trip over themselves.
And then in games, you know, once you're down on the ground, they just ignore you completely.
Right. Black Ops, what are you doing? Okay, when they're down on the ground, they should be eating you. There should be no time for revives.
And that's another thing. Eating. Okay, so the original zombies back in... 19,
Eight.
I have no
I
idea.
Have
no,
whenever they came out.
One of the first zombie movies to ever come out.
Night of the Living Dead.
The zombies were actually dead people that resurrected. They came up out of the grave and walked around terrorizing a town. And they ate people's brains. Now...
They didn't turn other people into zombies. They literally just ate the brains.
Right, it was only people who were... already deceased, coming back to terrorize the town, which was, you know, a horror film. So
where the whole infection came from, we still have no idea.
Yeah, it kind of, it switched, you know, over the years. It changed from people come up out of coffins, which was a lot of the, you know, late 1900s horror was, you know, monsters terrorizing towns, coming back. Stuff that's hard to kill. A lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now we've kind of shifted into the more infection era, where it's more of a disease, which can be passed along through not only biting, but now scratching.
And then just dying altogether, walking dead.
Right. So the inconsistencies are just all over the place.
Another thing that I think is huge in the zombie world... is, the issue is people are trying to make it more realistic. And what they don't understand is that zombies, to begin with, aren't realistic. I mean, you think, like we were just talking about, Night of the Living Dead, they just came back, they were monsters that ate people, you know, ate the brains, okay, and that's all they were after. But then you got, the people who decided to switch it to an infection, and then, if you die, the infection's in the air. Okay, all of a sudden we have people that are trying to make this logical. There's a logical explanation for this, instead of just, hey, they're monsters. And I'm pretty sure it's not. I mean, it's not logical at all. It's zombies.
But if it were, that's where we come in.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes you just get to thinking. You're like, hey, wonder what I could do in a zombie apocalypse. And so that's kind of where we decide now. Which apocalypse... would we do best in, you know?
Right. So we're going to weigh the options, weigh our friends, weigh our objects, and we're just going to weigh our overall abilities and see who can make it the farthest in which scenario.
First off, All right, are we dealing with the 1980 something zombies? Or are we dealing with today's zombies? Or and if that's
we're gonna deal with both.
Both.
Because that's the most fun thing we can do.
That's the most fun.
And so in our upcoming segment, we're getting ready to dive right into that.
Whoa there, we caught you. There's an ad break going on right now.
Yeah, there is.
For the next, probably about 20 seconds.
Yeah. Why, you ask?
Well, because we actually need to tell you about something.
Right. And it's...
The Like a Boss Films YouTube channel has officially been renamed Like a Boss Films.
Instead of IK Studios, which made no sense to begin with.
So, you're welcome for that. Website's still the same. Everything's still out there.
Yeah. Check it out.
All right. Back to the show. All right, so it's 1985. Sounds like a great year to start. All right, people are popping up out of the graves.
But we're in California.
We're in California, so people are popping up out of their sandy graves.
Right, because they bury people in the sand there.
And they're starting to try and eat people's brains.
And we're like, whoa, what do we do? So that's what zombies do.
First things first.
We have to survive, right?
People around us are going crazy, you know. There's, the laws basically go extinct, you know. Nobody cares about those anymore. Governments shut down because they only care about themselves. So they're focused on not trying to fade out by fading out. And then, you know, people are breaking into houses and stealing cars. And
the cars are better in the
houses. Getting free candy by stealing it from grocery markets.
Right, and the gumball machines.
So where are we going? What are we doing?
I mean, well, okay, so good first question. You got to think. Now, in order to survive in these kind of conditions, we have to, number one, have a place to go. Otherwise, it's boring. Sorry, Walking Dead. Let's just be honest. It's boring if you're staying in the same place.
Right, because now's your chance to travel. Free gas.
Right. From the dead.
Free vehicles.
From anyone.
Also.
Free food from anywhere. So... money's not a thing, so if anyone's thinking, I'll grab money first thing, don't worry about it. Money's no longer a thing.
It's California. You know, you're used to having to spend all kinds of money because tax is like 15-25% there. So
don't worry about it. Money's not an issue. You'll never use it anymore. Right. It's the apocalypse.
But, you know, it's the apocalypse. You want to go places. You don't want to stay in California.
No.
So where are we going
to
go?
We're going to go to Washington, D.C.,
Why are we going to Washington, D.C.?
Well, okay, you got to go to Washington, D.C. because... so, clearly the president has taken his leave, his moment of absence.
He's gone. The Oval Office is wide open.
So, think about it. If we get into the office, we're now the president. And as the president, we say, no more zombies allowed. And it's done. So, if we can get ourselves to Washington, D.C., and declare by, what is that?
Martial law?
Martial, no.
Oh, that's not it at all.
No, what's the term where the president says, I want this done? Executive order.
By executive destiny.
No, it's executive order. By executive order, we get rid of all zombies. It goes back to normal. But we have to first get to Washington, D.C.
So that's, you know, an entire cross-country trip. Well, hey, cross-country trips are fun. You know, the only difference now is we're dodging zombies and trying to survive.
Right.
All right. Well, do we have a vehicle? It's California. Most people walk everywhere, right?
Well, what do you think?
Or drive electric cars.
Well, it's 1980.
Oh, that's
so true. 1980, it wasn't as liberal.
They bicycled around everywhere.
Yes, they did. So we grab our bicycles.
And we head out the door.
But with cans of food.
With cans of food?
Two or three each.
Two, three.
As much as we can fit in our pockets.
Mm-hmm. Because we don't think to bring backpacks.
No. Backpacks are a thing of the past. So... what we do is, of course, you're going to need weapons for these zombies. Now, you got to think, these zombies are not the, you know, 2018, 2017 zombies.
Right. These are trying to kill you, and if you die, you're dead because your brains are eaten out.
And also, you can shoot these guys in the stomach, and they die. So they're like humans, again. They just have like a second life.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the whole, you have to stab them in the brain. You can cut their head off, and it does nothing.
Yeah, that's not... going to be the easiest part, because then you got to get real close to their teeth and they can bite you. And
yeah.
You get closer
to your brain. Honestly makes it easier. So what we're going to do is...
so first stop is probably going to be the hardware store.
Yes. We're going to need nails.
Nails.
To fix our bikes.
For bikes. Whenever they break. We'll see. I was thinking to gather some supplies as far as like tools and stuff.
Like a drill.
A drill?
Yeah.
That's true. So well, so, you know, you're bringing stuff.
I got my chainsaw fork.
Chainsaw fork. What's that?
A chainsaw fork. So most of you guys listening to this right now, when I said chainsaw fork, you were thinking, let me hit the X button, they're high. Wrong. We're not.
No.
And chainsaw fork is definitely something that's going to... You probably don't know about it because it's back in 1985.
1985.
So
people they don't had this, remember the chainsaw
yes,
fork.
Yeah, my mom knows it. She's pretty old. But so the chainsaw fork, what that is, it's a fork that doubles as a chainsaw. Mm. It's foldable. Like, you
Which
fold it out.
Is a nice touch for our journey here. In right, case we need to cut down any trees.
Or we can just
or
eat.
Or eat soup.
Well, it's not a chain fork spoon. It's not a chainsaw spoon. It's a chainsaw fork. Soup, you just have to drink it. Mm-hmm. Can't do much about that. But though you can eat if you
the
find...
The chickens that fall out of the trees you cut down.
Or if you find a medium rare fillet of steak on the side of the road, you're ready for it. Because you don't need a chainsaw for that, but you do need a fork. So it's honestly, it's there.
So
you're it can
bringing,
help you anytime.
You're bringing a chainsaw fork.
Yes,
that's
my number one.
A good touch. I'm going to go with a portable phone charger. Back
oh,
with my
that's prob-
yeah 1985
phone.
Brick phone.
Right. And we could you have your battery pack?
Yeah, I got my battery pack on. It's actually crank powered, so it's like a portable battery, and I don't have to plug it into the wall. So if good. We ever come into contact with cell service, then I'm good to go. I can make a call to somewhere else with cell service.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, I want to change mine.
To that?
No. I want to change my a spaghetti fork. It's different. Because what you do is you twist it.
That could be used as a weapon.
Right. You could drill into their head.
Getting nice and gruesome.
Right. But anyway, so now that we have... Well,
so that's,
we're
going to
need more
than
three cans.
We have three cans. Well, let's
three
head,
cans each.
Let's head to the supermarket.
Supermarket.
Where are you gonna get cans of food?
Well, here's what happens in the supermarket. Well, now you gotta think about it. This is like a story. So we go to the supermarket. All
right.
All of a sudden, you got two thugs with guns.
Oh, okay.
Well, what are we gonna do? Which of our tools are we gonna use? Your battery pack or my spaghetti fork?
Crank powered. Well, yours is pretty short range.
Right.
Mine, in comparison to yours, is pretty long range, but it's not really a weapon.
No, because it's long
like,
range.
Could,
you could call someone.
I could call in support.
So, well, first we have to ask them, are those guns real?
Well, that is true. They may not be loaded. Ammo is scarce now.
That's true.
Because people went insane and probably stockpiled it all. So someone who's out there, you know, mugging people
probably
is probably not having ammo.
At all.
They're just trying to get food. So, good question. Started well, off with...
And what we do... Well,
hey,
happens,
is that a real gun?
And they say, no. How did you know? And we said, because of our intellectual ability. And they say, can we join you? And boom. We now have two more members for our team.
Which means two more mouths to feed. So we say, no, not at all.
And we actually say, go.
Get us food.
Get us food, and they give it to us, and when they bring it back, we say, go get us more food. They go and get more food for themselves. We're gone by the time they get back. So they just help themselves and us at the same time, therefore making them good people, and we wish them blessings.
Yes. So, you know, what they intended for bad
we,
turned out
we
good
for
both.
Yeah.
So we've got more food, not just cans of beans or whatever we grabbed the first time.
SpaghettiOs.
Kale. Now they didn't have kale back then. That's a superfood of the today.
It's a good fat.
It's a good fat.
So we now have the 1985 apocalypse out of the way. We make it and we become president. We impeach all of the zombies. So we're
our journey
now,
consists of lots of zombie killing
and
plenty
lots
of
epic
food.
Cool killing. Now we're gonna have to move on to the 2017 zombies ad break.
You just caught us in the middle of our weekly shout-out.
Yeah.
So this week's... that was extremely enthusiastic, Josh. This week's weekly shout-out is going to go to the one and only...
That's a
Tommy Wood.
Tommy Wood.
That's right. For those of you
Tomster.
Who don't know Tommy...
he lived with us.
He lived with us for almost a year.
Was no, it was over a year.
It was over a year.
Over a year.
He lived
God
with
rest
us for
his soul.
Quite a while. Poor guy. He's not actually dead.
No, he's not.
He was a pilot that lived with us, and he actually participated in filming with some of our videos. You probably haven't seen those videos. They didn't actually make it to the airwaves of the interwebs.
Right.
But he was in some of our videos. He helped us film. He helped us come up with ideas sometimes. He was a huge fan of Like a Boss Films and Z Lives Matter. So that's going to be this week's weekly shout-out, just because... Well, he actually moved away recently.
He did. I have no idea.
South Africa. So, not quite that far. But, Tommy, thanks for being such a great fan. Thanks for all you did here while you were here for that year.
Sorry we didn't get to film your sniper video, but one day you just pop in and we'll get it filmed for you. So,
Tommy, we're going to slap this plaque up on the wall for it. There it was again. So that's
two of them.
That's two. We got Adam still up there. Tommy, you're up there next to Adam now. So you both should be proud. We're going to go back to the show now. So it's now 2018. The apocalypse died out about 30
years ago.
Yeah, it took us right under 3 years to get everything situated last time, from 1985 to 1987. We ended December 1987. But now it is 2018, 30 years later, and the apocalypse decided it was going to show right back up. Only this time, it's made some changes, and now it's a little bit more scary. Okay, so this time, the zombies here, they can run. There's no particular reason why or which ones can or can't run. Some of them run, some of them don't.
So, just whichever ones feel like it.
Yeah, so it's kind of a guessing game. So we got that to try and worry about. We also have the infection. So in this case, more and more zombies start to come. Last time it was people who were dead, which is, you know, a lot of people. But now people who are alive can turn into zombies, as well as people who are already dead. So, like, you know, kind of double kill. It's going to come exponentially harder as we try and make our way from New Mexico out to Paraguay.
Also, to
City of Angels.
To make... Right. Oh, I don't know about... But actually, the thing that make it even more, you know, impossible and... Absolutely, there's no way you could end this. Anyone who dies also turns to a zombie if their head's not severed or their brain's not smashed.
So we're going Walking Dead style.
So it is now Walking Dead style zombies.
Okay. So in this case, we're going to have to get different supplies.
The spaghetti fork's not going to work this time.
No. We still need food. So that's kind of a given. But this time, like I said, we're going to a different location. We're going south. So instead of going east, we're going to have to go, you know, south, which means it's going to get warmer as we go. In fact, it's going to get much warmer.
Because sadly, an executive order isn't going to do the job in this one.
Right.
These zombies aren't civilized.
So, first things first, let's get ourselves a vehicle. It's 2018. Bicycles are no longer a thing.
No.
Let's go with something fancy.
Electric-powered car.
A Prius, in fact.
We grab a Prius.
Because it's great on gas mileage, you know? You got your...
And everyone's driving one.
Everyone's got one. So, we got ourselves a little Toyota Prius. We can pack three clothes in the back and still have room for another can of beans. So, we got ourselves a Prius back there. We got two cans of soup in the back.
Maybe three, if we have enough space.
Well, it depends on how good we are at packing.
Packing our clothes, the three that we have.
First stop is going to be probably
Nike.
At Nike outlet, because the...
Where are you to go if you're naked?
I mean, I'm already wearing clothes, but I don't have the hippest Nike shorts or the coolest Nike pullover yet.
Because how are you going to get into the creepy millennial community if you're not wearing the hippest stuff?
That's right. So, you know, new obstacles this time. We actually have...
To deal with.
A colony that started of millennials that...
It's really awkward.
They call it the safe zone. And we have to try and get ourselves in there because they have a load of supplies. And we're actually going to take some from them. But we got to get ourselves there. So first, we got to get the, we're going to make a stop by Nike, and then I say Urban Outfitters as well.
Urban Outfitters would definitely get us in.
Mm-hmm. Earthbound Trading Company.
Earth, as long as we carry the essential oils, they'll definitely have to at least consider us.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of them, do we need a vape? A vape would get us in with half the community.
A vape would get us in the back door.
It would.
It'd get us out the back door, for sure.
It would get us out the back door. So we have to grab these things. We're going to need essential oils. Unfortunately, those are going to cost an arm and a leg.
Unfortunately, we have to get rid of some of our cans of beans because we're running out of room. So we get the little small pouches of essential oils, and we just cram those in our pockets.
And also, they're going to check it. And if we're eating beans, they probably won't let us in. Right. If we're eating kale, though, kale and avocados, guacamole, they'll let us in with that.
Right. So, food's been taken care of. Unfortunately, we're going to lose a ton of weight, which means we're not going to have the strength that we once had. We're not going to have the energy that we once had. But that's okay, because kale's a superfood.
Right. And so it's going to help us overcome any obstacle.
Right.
So, at least, yeah.
So we're making our way to this community here. We're on our way there. We're in now. They did let us in because of those essential oils. That was a good touch.
It was.
Had we not had those, they would have been like,
no.
You guys look awesome, and I would totally let you in.
But you don't have any essential oils.
But right. We had the essential oils, and they were like, dude, come on in. Borrow my iPhone 7. Feel free.
iPhone X.
Borrow my iPhone X. That's right. That's a thing now.
And now he has 3 Apple Watches.
Borrow my iPhone X and take a couple selfies with me.
Yeah.
And so now we're like best buds with this guy. He shows us where all the supplies are. And
because they don't, I guess they just don't think that we're there to rob them. They just assume we're nice.
They have an army of Priuses. And so we go find...
Ooh, a Prius was a good touch. They let us in because we had the Prius.
Yeah. And see, get this. They actually have a deluxe Prius somewhere in there. We trade them out.
So we can fit 6 clothes now and 2 cans of beans.
We already had 2. 4.
4 cans.
So we trade out the Priuses because they didn't even notice. See, here's the thing. Ours was already blue. Theirs was blue too. So we just made the switch real quick.
And you couldn't even tell because it's like 2 feet of more space.
Because of the vapes, we snuck out that back door. Loaded with supplies. Brand new vehicle. Holds double the space.
And away from all of those weird people.
Right. So we're making our way down south. All right. Across the Mexican border. Real easy. No wall there.
Simply because the safe haven of that place that was good, they located it on the border to protest. It was a protest to Trump. And they took down the wall. Therefore letting all the zombies in.
Mm-hmm.
And screwing the entire United States. But that also...
That was also Trump's fault.
Yeah, but yes, it was his fault because they did it.
So that's what they told us. We're in Mexico. And right. This is where things get hot.
And not just because we're getting ready to get into some action, but because it's actually smoking hot down there.
Right. So, unfortunately, due to our limited Prius space, we don't have much room for large weapons.
No.
And there also are 0 guns in that community we just left.
Because guns are not allowed.
Guns kill people.
Guns kill people. Not people. Guns.
So, we have no guns to protect ourselves from the zombies here. But... we do have plenty...
Flowers.
Flowers?
I'm just assuming they carry around flowers.
Yeah.
But we did get an Apple Watch, which helped us.
Right. They did. That is true. They gave us a couple Apple Watches. One for each of us. However...
That didn't help us.
The cell towers were down. I mean, they were Apple Watch 2s.
Yeah. They were good.
No, they were Series 3s. They had the cell service. That's right. They have 3s now. They have cell service, except the cell towers are down. So, useless piece of garbage.
Yeah.
But what I still have from 1985.
Dude, you brought it.
My crank battery.
You brought your crank battery.
Oh yeah. And I fitted it with a USB port, so now we can charge our phones,
our Apple Watch,
and iPhone X's.
Yes.
All right. Face ID. The zombies are not getting into that stuff.
But dude, it'd be great if we could charge our phones and listen to music.
No,
because they switched all the... Oh, yeah.
Because there's no headphone jack.
No, right, because that would be stupid.
Right. But, that's aside the point, we're heading down south.
Almost.
And we happen to pass...
Colombia. And we think, aren't all those nice, good clothes made in Colombia?
Exactly.
And they actually
aren't.
Yes, it's actually a poor third world country, and that's just a brand.
But you know what they have?
Coconuts.
Guns.
And guns.
All right. But we've fought off the zombies to this point. Why not make it easy on ourselves? We got guns now.
Because there, the guns are okay.
But you know what the problem is? Come to find out. Josh, you got bit. You got bit
ten minutes ago. When did I get bit?
10 minutes ago.
What was I doing?
You were out filling up our electric car like an idiot with gas. Okay? And one of them smelled the gas and started walking towards you.
Because it's a Walking Dead zombie.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so you now you're why? Bit. But you know what? We're thinking there might be a cure in Paraguay.
Might.
And 10 years later, we'll let you know if there is a cure or not.
Because we have to synthesize it.
Mm-hmm. So, he's bit. He's still cooking though. You know, he's all good. I was like, hey man, have an extra can of beans. Just have one of my cans. And so, I gave him one of my cans. He's all good to go for a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Got plenty of strength. And it's time for rest.
Well, and see, what he thought I was doing was just to fill up the car with gasoline. And while I did do that, thinking it would give us a little extra time to run, I also filled up water balloons with gasoline as well.
Ooh.
And we made little fire bombs.
Right.
Only issue, it's just gasoline. So we had to scratch the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a bad idea. But, well, no, it's not a combustion engine. It's an electric engine.
Right. So basically, what I wasted my time doing didn't help.
And you got bit.
And I got bit.
But there is not all hope lost yet.
No.
Because I had a revolutionary idea. All right. Why don't I capture one of these zombies and start charging people to come see it?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Make a zombie theme park out of it.
That's good.
All right. And since you're bit, you're the zombie I'm going to use.
That's a good one.
Okay. Because I know you're not going to hurt me. So.
Right.
I set up a fence.
Make a makeshift fence.
In Colombia still. We didn't make it to Paraguay.
No.
It's okay. So we're still in Colombia. All right. I set up a fence. High quality construction fence. And eventually... Sorry, dude, but you turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what he failed to realize was that I got bit on my hand, and he could have just cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't think that fast.
He didn't tell me. It was 10 minutes later when I found out.
Yeah.
So,
anyways, I was crying.
He's on the floor now. All right. He's crawling around in circles. Can't get up because he's a stupid zombie, you know?
Right.
All right. So he's crawling around in circles. I'm charging people to come see it. Well, eventually somebody comes. They're like, hey, bro, is that a zombie you got there? And I'm like, yeah, he is. He's like, that's not cool. You know, you're just leaving him outside all the time like that. Like, that zombie right there was a person, and you're just leaving him to walk around outside. And then zombie rights activist groups actually start forming. And I got a massive lawsuit on my hands. So... unfortunately, neither of us made it to Paraguay because...
liberals.
Yeah. So, moral of the story, I ended up losing all my guns and my Prius.
And you can't trust a guy with a beanie.
And Josh ended up crawling around on the ground for the rest of his life.
And essential oils don't do much.
So, as you see, the second time around, the apocalypse hits you harder. It's kind of like the second... wave of a hurricane.
Right.
You know, you think the first part's hard, then you get in the eye and you're like, this is fine. Well, then the second wave hits you and
you're like, well, never mind.
No. So, moral of that story there, choose wisely, you know. Choose your loadout wisely. You don't use a Prius. Okay. Without that, you're not going to be able to get into some of the colonies around here. But, you know, if you don't pick a Prius, that means you don't have to waste space on essential oils.
Yeah.
You don't have to waste space on kale.
Right.
Or anything else like that. Avocados, you know? So I think that's our mistake number one, was picking the Prius.
Yeah. And I know that a few of you just heard that and you think that that was a political statement.
When really,
no, that was surviving.
Our adventure through the wild.
It's not my fault that they acted like that, right? No. Yeah. Some people get hurt too easily.
They do. But you know what? This podcast isn't for them. Because this is for
survivors. Those who
can survive through an apocalypse.
Right.
Or survive it out till they can't anymore.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Not me. I died.
Well.
That's why you don't put gas in an electric car, guys.
That is true. That one didn't help. I didn't make it very far.
It did actually ruin the car.
It did. I mean, Priuses, they don't do much for you. You know, you throw gas on the engine, which, again, not where you're supposed to put the gas, Josh. He's throwing his gas bombs everywhere. Yeah, it didn't run very far. It was an
overall horrible idea.
Needless to say, the gas station was still in sight when Josh died, and was still in sight when I was sued. So, please, you know, choose your vehicles wisely, choose your partners wisely, and make sure you don't stop at any liberal settlements. I'm sorry, I've said enough. We're going to take a quick ad break
real quick, and
we'll be back. We just wanted to make a quick
ad break.
This is more going to be kind of like an informational segment. So I've had people ask, how do I tell who is talking on the podcast?
That's true.
Because apparently what we've been told is that we do sound somewhat similar, even though I don't hear it and I know who's talking.
Yeah.
Some people don't. So the way to fix that is
heads up, Sherlock. Listen, if someone's in the middle of talking and someone else just butts in, it's probably not the same person.
Right. So just, you know, use your even odd counting skills to figure out, okay, one person was talking when it started, and they usually say who's who when they start. So,
right.
You know, if I say, hey, I'm Isaac, and then he says, hey, I'm Josh, and then we usually do the whole We're Like a Boss Films, and then it's me that starts talking.
So here, we'll practice. Go ahead and start saying something.
So, hey, guys, my name is
I'm Isaac. Josh. See how I interrupted him? I'm probably the
other
guy.
And I really don't even need to hear that anymore, because now you can tell that it's me talking. And then once I start talking,
and then all
about,
of a sudden, see?
We switch. So
now you know who's who.
For those of you who are confused, just keep a close eye on who's talking. If you don't know us in real life,
it's fine.
Go watch our video. Go watch our videos.
And
you
try
to tell
it out there.
Who's who. Kind of listen to our voices. Study us. Yeah. Google us.
Wherever.
Eventually, you'll figure it out. So we're going to go to the last part of this show. And now, as promised from last episode,
our weekly how-to.
This week on our weekly how-to, we tell you how-to relationship.
Now, since we realize February 14th is just about...
Valentine's Day was...
A month ago?
Yeah, just a month ago.
So love is in the air, right? So we decided... We're going to help all of you. Now, since we both have girlfriends, we're both in a relationship, we realized who better to tell you how to live your life
than the experts themselves.
Than us.
So, we are going to give you guys out there now.
Sorry, girls.
As far as girls, we don't know much on how to help you other than, you know, if a guy doesn't flirt with you,
he probably doesn't like you.
Right.
So stop trying. But,
not to say that.
That you shouldn't try.
That you shouldn't try. That was probably something we shouldn't have said there.
Right.
But for you guys, we got you. So we have a couple points. I think Josh.
I'm gonna take the first one. And we have 2 points we're gonna give you. One of them is a 3-part. One of them just a 1-part. So, first point, probably one of the most important points. Stop talking.
Just shut up.
Right. Seriously. One, she doesn't want to hear it. Now, is that to say you have nothing good to say? No. That's just saying she doesn't understand, okay? And we all know that she doesn't understand. So give her the benefit of the doubt and just understand that you're more dominant in this relationship, right? You're the man. Mm-hmm. You're in charge. You just do it quietly. Because think about it. Every time you open your mouth, you're wrong.
Right.
Because... So if you never open your mouth, she can never tell you you're wrong. Therefore, making you always right.
Right.
See? See how that works? So if you never, ever, ever open your mouth, you're never, ever, ever wrong.
That's true.
So if you want to stay right, don't talk. And I guess they like it more. I don't know. They have a lot of words to say. So if you just let them spew, And then you just, whatever. Then you'll always be right. Because she thinks you're agreeing with her. You know that she's wrong. It's a win-win situation.
It's totally, you know.
And you never get in trouble.
The way to go. So that's a good one. Point number one, just keep your mouth shut. You'll be fine. My point is more of a three-part checklist. And his is kind of how to keep a relationship. Mine's how to start one. It's, like I said, a three-point checklist here. These three surefire ways to ensure a relationship every time. All right. You're going on a first date. All right. You go to pick her up. She wants to see that you're able to, you know, keep yourself
clean,
looking good, stuff like that. And I don't mean you physically. I mean your vehicle that you're picking her up in. All right. So you want to make sure that it's clean. Now, there are ways around that. And here's what I mean by that. She's only sitting in the passenger seat, right? You know, she's not going to climb into the back seat for no reason or, you know, drive your car. Hopefully, you're not letting her drive your vehicle. But, you know, she'll be sitting right there in the passenger seat. So, you know, go ahead and clean that. But don't worry about the rest of the car. You know, she's not going to be in the back. You don't need to clean the back seat. She's not going to be in your seat. You don't need to clean your seat. You're going to be sitting in your seat. She can't even see it. The outside of the car, if you wanted to, you know, some people like to wash their car. Don't even worry about it. All right. Like I said, you can worry about that front passenger door. Rest of the car, she's not even going to see. In fact, she's not even touching that front passenger door because you're opening the door for her because you're a gentleman. So there, you know, that's number one. Make sure that at least her side is clean. You don't have to really worry about going
overboard.
Number two, and this is a good one. This is actually one that one of our friends told me, and I live by this. And it is this. Always, always ensure that you are able to land a kiss on the first date, all right? Regardless of who it is, you know, whether she's just there for the free food, you know.
Whether she's just your friend.
You know. Always make sure that you kiss her on the first date, all right? A little romance goes a long way,
right?
Regardless of who it is.
And you gotta think, girls love romance. They don't care what form it comes in, okay? Kissing is romantic. Girls like it. Always, always, always kiss on the first date. It's a surefire way. She can't say no.
Exactly.
It makes you irresistible.
And then the third and final point of this is probably the most important, okay? And you might want to take notes or jot this down, all right? In today's ever-changing society, you know, women have a larger and larger role just with everything, really. So what you're going to want to do is, in being the better person, you're going to ask her, say this, would you like to pay for the meal? If you don't want to just assume that
she
wants you to pay for it. So ask her. You can ask, like, hey, would you like to pay for your half of the meal? Or better yet, do you want to pay for my meal as well?
Because, and you gotta think about it. If you just take the bill
without asking her, she's
going to look at that and say, oh, he sees that he thinks he's the dominant one?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's as if the more domineering one is one who takes the bill. So by you taking the bill automatically, guys, she's thinking he has no respect for me.
See,
he thinks he's
a lot of times I'm just a you'll thing. Hear the word, the phrase, I'm a strong, independent woman, you know? And so offer her the chance to do that. She'll see it, a little gesture. It'll go a long way, I guarantee it. So that's her three things, all right? Clean a little bit, all right? Make sure you land a kiss.
Always, first date.
Always. And then third and final.
Let her
offer
pay.
Offer her to pay, you know, or offer her the option to pay for not only her meal, but your meal as well. And gas money.
Letting her feel more dominant.
Mm-hmm.
It'll honestly stroke her ego and make her like you more.
So those are some how-to relationship tips. Other ones are, a lot of times they like it when you say, hey, you look good today. Make sure you throw the today in there.
Or, why don't you look like this at school?
That's a good one, too. Just all kinds of comments on their looks. They love that. The way they dress.
Or, you look better with glasses.
So, there's a couple quick tips on how to keep your relationship spicy. And on that, folks, note. And on that note, folks, it is time to end our third episode of the Like a Boss Films podcast. So,
hope you guys enjoyed it.
We do want to thank everybody who's listened all the way through to the end here. We hope you guys enjoyed it. We really do. You know, a lot of people do ask me, they're like, hey, why should I listen to your podcast? The answer is simple. Because if I'm having trouble falling asleep, I listen to people talk to. So here's another thing for you to listen to. All the while, you learn stuff about us. You learn about the epic minds behind the film studio, Like a Boss Films.
Yeah.
So there's a two-for-one deal. Or do it when you're not trying to sleep, and you can actually listen to more than just half an hour. You know, you can listen to the full thing. So you got a couple options there. You know, a lot of people fall asleep in like 15 minutes. So the best part of the show is at the end.
Yeah.
You know, guys, don't fall asleep at the beginning when you can listen all the way to the end.
So we hope that you guys
had fun.
Hope you learned a lot and laughed a little. In the reverse order of that, we'd rather you laugh more than learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're about. And also, all you guys out there having a Tuesday right now, you just have a great Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, I'm Isaac.
I'm Josh.
And we are Like a Boss Films. Hey, you got it that time.
I did. That was pretty good.